Praise be Jesus and Mary. During the octave of Easter, we have this beautiful liturgical arrangement of celebrating the feasts of the saints in conjunction with the celebration of Christmas. Every day of the octave is Christmas. In the Roman canon, we speak of this day as being Christmas Day all during the octave. Yet at the same time, we celebrate the feasts of St. Stephen, in a particular way, the feast of St. Stephen, St. John the Apostle, and the Holy Innocents, and where today and on the 28th, Red Vestments, in celebration also of Christmas. And there is a deep reason for wanting to do this, for the Church's willingness to integrate these celebrations. And a simple way of understanding it is to think about how today we celebrate the feast of a martyr. Tomorrow on the feast of St. John, we celebrate the feast of a virgin. And on December 28th, with the feast of the Holy Innocents, we celebrate the feasts of virgin martyrs. And there is a connection between the sacrificial nature of both martyrdom and virginity with the celebration of Christmas. Because our Lord comes into this world in this stupendous manner, in this condescension and assumption of poverty and humility for our salvation. And it involves, for the very first moment, suffering. And the nature of Our Lady's virginity and our Lord's consecrated virginity, you might say, to his sacred mission, also has a sacrificial nature. Everything is given up for the sake of our salvation. And there is one love that God has for us, and that is to save us. His coming into the world is the marriage of divinity with our humanity, and Christ becomes the bridegroom of the Church. And he lays down his life in order to present to himself a bride which is holy and immaculate. So as we rejoice in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who is God made man, we also rejoice in the fact that he has not spurned the virgin's womb, that he has not despised poverty and humility, that he has not been unwilling to suffer the consequences of his love for us. We think of, you know, the poverty and the austere conditions of the Christmas creche. You know, Jesus, born in complete poverty, his poor mother and poor foster father, no place for him at the inn. He ends up being born in a stable and placed in a feeding trough. That's what a manger is. And his company is our animals and the poor, the shepherds. And we appreciate in a joyful way what our Lord has done for us. But in reality, the truth is much greater than that. These external things are only shadows of the real poverty, generosity, and condescension of God, by which he shed the glory of his divinity and emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being, as St. Paul says, born in the likeness of men, became the child of Mary, son of God, son of Mary. And so we see our Lord's generosity and his willingness to suffer from the very beginning. The baby's cries are real, and they correspond in a real way with our Lord's cry on the cross, when it will all be consummated, when everything that he has given for humanity will be brought to fulfillment in his suffering and death on the cross. So it is very fitting that we should celebrate the feast of a martyr, the day after Christmas, indeed the feast of the proto-martyr of the church, the first of the martyrs, the first of those to die for Christ, after, you know, his public ministry. We also celebrate really the martyrs of our Lord in the Holy Innocents, who died, of course, during the infancy of our Lord. But Saint Stephen, as an adult, gave public witness to Jesus Christ and professed the truth in the face of opposition, was unwilling to be silent in the face of falsehood and the face of iniquity, and it cost him his life. This is what cost the life of Christ. It is why he came into the world, to bear witness to the truth. It is what he continues to do through the church, and the church continues to suffer. Just last night, I believe, or maybe this morning, you know, 37 people were killed in Iraq for their Christian faith. The church continues to suffer. The great Chaldean church in the Middle East deserves our veneration and our prayers, because they continue to suffer and die as martyrs. Not just the Chaldean church, many places throughout the world are suffering for the faith. And so we remember them during this time. And you know, they were killed because they're Christians on Christmas, of all days of the year. So let us not forget the Christians who suffer for the name of Christ, especially in the Middle East, and perhaps most especially in the Holy Land, in the places that our Lord hallowed by his physical presence. We also remember in a particular way our founder, Father Stefano Minelli, who celebrates this feast this day, and we give thanks to God and ask God to reward him for being an instrument of grace for our institute, and pray abundant blessings upon him on this his feast day. May we always remember the sacrificial virginity of the mystery of Christmas as it is embodied in Our Lady, who gave herself completely to the mission of Christ, and in Christ himself, who humbled himself to take the form of a servant and was born in the likeness of men. Praise be Jesus and Mary.